Good morning. Can you hear me well? Good morning and happy Sabbath. Today, I have a message for you guys. I prayed a lot about it. Now, I need your undivided attention, for I only have about 5 minutes with you. Okay, so I need you to open your eyes, open your ears, and please close your mouths. And before that, we're going to have a prayer, okay? Wow, you guys are a lot. Let's close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your Sabbath. I thank you, Lord, for your mercies, for taking care of us, and for all these children that are here today. Please bless them. Please give them understanding to be able to understand everything that will be spoken here today. And please also bless the speaker. May everything go according to your will. And help us understand, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to tell you the story of a young boy named Adam. What's his name? And his grandpa. And his who? Grandpa. So Adam goes to church on the Sabbath. He's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he goes to school to the academy. So then one time he goes to his grandpa because there's something that has been, he has a question in his head. And so he asked grandpa. He went to his room and he said, "Grandpa, you know that I was raised in the church so far, right?" And he said, "Yes." And, I've been there all my life. And grandpa said, "Yes." And then grandpa said, "Well, how old are you?" 7. "That's a long time, grandpa." And grandpa said, "Yes, for you." And then he asked the question. He said, "Grandpa, why are we vegan and my friends are not? Some are not. Some eat meat, some eat chicken, and some only eat fish. And then some of them only eat cheese and eggs." And then grandpa said, "First, Adam, do you think you're going to go to heaven just because we are health reformers?" And then Adam knew, "No, grandpa, I know not that we're going to go to heaven just because we're health reformers." "Now, Adam," asked grandpa, "do you think your friends are not going to go to heaven just because they eat chicken or meat or eggs?" And he said, Adam said, "No, grandpa, God loves us all. He wouldn't condemn us because of that." So then grandpa asked him, "Why then do you think you've been raised with the health reform message?" And then Adam said, "Well, I know it's good for me, and I know I can live a long time." And then grandpa said, "You want to live a long time?" He said, "Yes." "How much?" 100 years. "Do you want to live 100 years on planet Earth? What did you hear in the news just last week? Earthquakes. What else? Wars. What else? Killings. So do you want to live 100 years in this planet?" "No." "Where do you want to live 100 years?" "With Jesus." So then grandpa said, "You remember when we went camping in the summer?" And then Adam said, "Yes." "Remember I gave you a walkie-talkie so we could communicate really well?" And then Adam said, "Yes, I remember. You were up over there in the hill, and I was down in the car with the walkie-talkie. I had a walkie-talkie. You had a walkie-talkie. That's right. Do you remember when I was setting up the tent and I needed your help? And then I said, Adam, help, steaks, now." "Oh yeah, grandpa, I remember. And what did you bring me?" "I brought you the cooler with the Morning Star veggie steaks." And then he said, "Were those the steaks I was talking about?" "No, you wanted the steaks so you can nail them and hold up the tent." "So what was the problem? What do you think was the problem? Did you understand me?" No, I thought I did." "So what do you call that, when someone does not understand when somebody else is speaking?" "Well, you get confused." "Exactly. Now listen up, Adam. When you pray, Is God listening? Yes. Now, when God answers, are you listening? You're not so sure, huh, Adam? And then Grandpa said, look, in the end time, there's going to be so much confusion. There are so many winds of different doctrines, so many different beliefs, that you're going to start to doubt who's telling you the truth. Is it this pastor? Is it this pastor? Is the Sabbath true? Was it nailed on the cross? Was it not? Am I supposed to be a health reformer? What if I'm not a health reformer? So then he said, then what do I do? Then you got to do what you think is going to increase your chances of being able to hear God. Now, when someone becomes a health reformer, it's like a cloud that's lifted off of your head, and you can hear God's voice a lot better. But if you continue to eat or practice certain things, not only that, you could eat candy, which does something terribly even worse, or heavy sugars, or soda, or coffee. Hopefully you guys never get started on that. Then that also messes up with the communication you have with God. So the bottom line, Adam, is this. If you know, for instance, a police officer, why does he wear a bulletproof vest? And Adam says, so he doesn't get killed. Well, can he get shot in the leg? Yes. Can he get shot in the head? Yes. But if he gets shot in the chest, what happens? Well, he survives, maybe. Your chances are higher. Well, the same thing with being a health reformer. If you're a health reformer, your chances of survival in this planet are a lot higher. They're not necessarily going to guarantee that you're going to be saved, but for sure, you're going to be able to understand the Word of God when He answers your prayers. Because for many things, we pray and we say, God has not answered me. But that's because sometimes He already has, and we didn't hear Him. Or when we pray, we think God said yes when He said no. Or maybe He said yes, and you think it was no. So the main thing Adam learned from this, and I want you to take this. When you pray, you want to be able to hear the sure Word of God. So you want to be able to be healthy. You want to be able to be cloudless in your head. So if you guys hear the message of eating better, and you guys hear the message that that's going to help you be able to hear the voice of God much clearer than if you wouldn't be a health reformer, then I believe you need to pray about that, because God reaches you wherever you're at. And with that message, I'd like to end with another prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you know, Lord, that these children and the parents will most probably be able to see you when you come. And Lord, help us be ready. Help us be able to preach your word, Lord, without fear. And Lord, help us be able to knock on doors and not have the fear to be able to share the gospel with somebody else. Help us, just like these children are here, Lord, and with boldness, be able them to tell other kids about you. And many of them, like Brother Ben said, are just waiting for someone to say, God loves you. Let me pray with you. Please, Lord, bless the speaker again. And bless all these children. May they stand up for you, though the heavens fall, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.